Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Talk about whatever's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE, as in free of colorblindness. I just took the test, and evidently I'm not colorblind.
Congratulations. Yes.
I don't know why we all just sat around here taking the test, but hey, I don't know why.
Science!
Yeah. Well, women are less likely to be colorblind than men.
Does that does that count for me?
I don't know, I'm just saying.
I don't know. How does that... Like, women, when they have strokes, right, they taste pennies. Men smell toast, but women taste pennies. What would happen if I had a stroke? Would I taste burnt pennies?
Whatever frame of mind you are in that day.
Or smell copper toast?
Copper toast.
I don't know, but I think you've had more than a few pennies in your mouth. Sorry.
I don't follow.
Bad joke.
I had a bad joke.
I don't even get it, but okay.
That's okay.
Moving right along here.
We don't all work.
Getting back to the, what does that mean?
I'm not going to say it.
Okay, explain at the break then. So moving back along, we've got this Granite Grok article here. For those who have somehow not seen the news, I'm running for sheriff now in Cheshire County. I won an uncontested primary. I think it's important to mention that. It was uncontested, but I still did not expect to win. I expected, you know, people to either not vote for me because they didn't know who I was. So I figured I'd get maybe like 30 votes. Remember when we were talking about this? We were like, well, he's got to get at least 35 as a write-in candidate to beat me. And
that's
he
right.
has to get more than me. I realistically thought it was possible that I was going to only get like 25 votes just from the people who actually like me.
No, there was no way you would have gotten that few. But, I mean, I knew there was going to be a lot of people just blind voting for you because that's just the way people are.
Yeah.
I just thought that because it was a primary, it was more likely that educated voters would be there and that you would have a challenge from this guy. And in one town, you did.
Yeah.
In one town, he came close. But just one. And I don't know, what are there, 20 towns in Cheshire County or something like that?
Yeah, it was no contest anywhere else.
Yeah.
But I did not expect to win. I did not expect there to be that many people who just... Because, like, everyone I voted for, I either knew or I just didn't vote for anyone in that particular race. Like, I voted for you and a couple of other people who I personally know their positions.
You voted for nobody,
yeah.
For governor.
And if I didn't know their positions... I wasn't going to vote for them. You don't know who you're supporting when you do that. To me, that's just common sense.
But they've got an R or a D next to their name, are you? That's
everyone,
how you do it.
Everyone on this sheet of paper had an R next to their name.
Right. It was a Republican primary.
Yeah. So it's just bizarre. But to be fair, as others have pointed out to me, I don't know that the 4,000 people who voted for me did so out of ignorance. It's entirely possible. I mean, there isn't a lot of online hate and people going, oh, my God, look what we just put as our candidate.
Well, let me ask you this. Do we have any idea how many ballots, Republican primary ballots, there were available?
We could find that out.
Because, I mean, we're talking about a population of like 70, 80,000 for the county.
I think the best thing you could do would be to total up all of the governor races, because that was the most important one for people.
That's right. Probably going to get the most. Yeah, that's true.
So I don't know if you can get an actual ballot count, but you can compare my results to how many people voted for the governor's race in total. And as I was looking at it, it looked like about 75 to 80% of people were voting for me, and the other 20% were either writing in Nelson or Rivera or Mickey Mouse or who knows what else. So it was interesting to see. At the very least. So that's what happened. And then it broke into mainstream media. And then it hit national coverage.
It's a clickbait title and a half. I mean, no one in their right mind is not going to jump all over this one.
And they have been jumping all over.
And I've seen some really good coverage. I mean, I watch one of my favorite lefty guys.
Tim Pool is the guy I was trying to think about earlier. Yeah.
He's got a million subscribers
on that channel.
Rumors are he's interested in having me on his show.
Good. Like, right. You know, he has a podcast. you might that might be a consideration. That might be that's actually probably what he's after.
Well, I've reached out to him and told him, I was like, hey, I'm down. Just shoot me an email so we can schedule it. Because we're not going to schedule it here on Twitter.
That would be good.
I think it would be good. It would be fun, at the very least. I mean, that's what I'm in it for, is fun.
If you're not having fun, you're doing
it
wrong.
See, you really do care about having fun.
I do. I do, indeed.
That's important.
It is.
Shall we continue?
Yes, let's do so.
So this is Skip from Granite Grok, the arguably most popular blog in New Hampshire, going off about Arya's candidacy. He's in the middle of several bullet points. He says, politically, I guess he gets to speak for the whole blog, huh? Like, on the Free Keen blog, I don't speak for everybody. I only speak for myself.
Good question. How many writers does he have on the blog?
He's got a lot. Like, I'm surprised how busy this blog is. There's multiple articles every single day.
And he's speaking for all of them?
I presume. He says, agree.
They had a little sit-down before he wrote this up.
Maybe he's speaking for all conservatarians, which is the term that he uses earlier. I don't know who he's speaking for here.
That's the danger of collectivism, man. Mm-hmm. You end up inflating your own opinions with the opinions of everyone else.
Politically, we don't agree with Dimezzo at all. I, being the son of it. Remember, earlier he said he's in favor of liberty and freedom. Individual liberty and freedom.
Did he say at all? They don't agree with me on anything?
That's what he said here.
Well, I didn't realize that they were socialists.
I, being the son of an Irish drunk, abuser of the liquid drug of alcohol, and the, it puts that in parentheses, and the dad of an addict... And then in parentheses, who has now been clean for over 8 years.
By the way,
hallelujah.
That's exactly why he's in favor of the war on drugs.
And the next sentence is, I reject the notion of decriminalizing drugs because of the actions against innocence by those high on drugs or looking to score more drugs.
Yep. Everyone should own a gun. That's Sheriff DeMesa's response to that.
Yeah, well, I mean,
if you want to get robbed by a crackhead, defend yourself.
Absolutely. And that's why you don't see a whole lot of robberies here in New Hampshire. Why, you know, if you start breaking into a bunch of houses out in the middle of the woods in New Hampshire, your career's gonna be real short lived.
Gonna be fed to the pigs.
Unless you can find all the lefties' houses, in which case then you might be safer. But even they have guns.
I would be surprised if they didn't.
In a lot of cases. Which is one of the reasons why guns are so protected in New Hampshire, because like the lefties here, a lot of them that actually grew up here, they grew up around guns, and so they understand a lot of the points about them.
Yeah,
like they have experience.
That is a good point. You see a lot of Black Lives Matter flags, rainbow flags. You know, we stand together. We are all united, coexist. But you never see negative 2A signs.
You mean around here?
Around here, yes.
No, you don't really. So they go to the state house on occasion, but they'll usually just push for the most basic of gun control measures, because New Hampshire is relatively un-gun controlled as far as the law is concerned. You can conceal carry here without a permit. You can open carry here without a permit. They're still trying to nibble around the edges and still trying to move prohibition into place as much as they can with gun rules, but that's one of those areas where it's real hard to get anywhere on it. In New Hampshire. New Hampshire is slow to change, and that has its benefits and it has its downsides as well.
And let's go back to that comment about the decriminalization.
Yeah.
I reject the notion of decriminalizing drugs because of the actions against innocence by those high on drugs are looking to score more drugs.
Okay, but what about the actions?
That's prime black market nonsense, yeah, right there. I mean,
what about
why
the actions of the police against drug users who are innocent?
That too.
Well, I mean,
he's in favor of that.
Exactly.
Yes, the violence of the police.
But again,
yes.
Again, he brought up the kids. You know, you got to protect the kids.
Oh, he brought up his kids.
And now he's bringing up the innocence.
Right. This kid who is an addict, he says.
He's projecting.
Clean.
He's definitely projecting.
Well, look, hey, Dad, your kid was an addict, which means that the war on drugs didn't help him jack squat. So your kid
probably only gave him a criminal record.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm sorry your dad was a drunk, but that's also entirely legal. So are you also an alcohol prohibitionist? Would you like to go ahead and make alcohol illegal again?
You probably would if you could get away with it.
That's what I want to know.
If we weren't making so much revenue off of it.
Well, I'm not making any revenue. Oh, the state, yeah. But that is a good question, and it's an inevitable question for somebody like this. Okay, well, if you're against decriminalizing drugs, then shouldn't you also be in favor of recriminalizing alcohol?
No, he specifically mentions alcohol.
Yeah.
So I would very much like to know his position on that.
He says, we've had the op-eds by those involved in sex trafficking. It is awful, and a blanket no problem isn't going to change that.
I would agree. Sex trafficking is awful. You know what we should do? We should put an end to it. How might we put an end to it? Perhaps by legalizing sex work.
Absolutely.
That will immediately put an end to sex trafficking. That's not a statement a lot of people can agree with, but if you agree or disagree, what do you think? Should we actually decriminalize sex work? 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. The U.S. Federal Reserve announces increased inflation, devaluing your U.S. dollar holdings. Pornhub increases crypto payment options, perverts worldwide rejoice. Leading stock exchanges in the EU list Bitcoin. Revolut adds Bitcoin Cash and Litecoin support. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
July 25th, we adopted April. She's a purebred, orange and white, Brittany. But when she started scratching like crazy, I said to John, it's got to be her food. You know, what you put into a dog is what you get out. We heard this radio commercial, and this woman was so excited about Dynavite. DINOVITE.com. I said to John, I'm getting this. So the Dynavite comes. And I thought, a light bulb moment. She loves her dog food. She always leaves a little bit in her bowl. So we added a huge scoop of Dynavite in it, and then we swished it around like gravy. She dove into that bowl. She licked it clean. She loved it. So that's been the routine. April gets Dynavite for dessert. Her coat is now soft. It's silky. Dynavite is nutrition. She even walks like a little princess.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I'm Dynavite. She's Little Miss Hollywood. DINOVITE.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
Control, the only show where you can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. With you in the studio is Aria, Ian, and Conan. And you can join us, except probably not Conan, for July the 4th from, actually it's from June the 28th until July the 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. It also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping site, your RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June the 28th through July the 4th, and we're better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire. You can just relax and go camping, or you can create whatever experience you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event, let others know in advance. You can find all of the links to the Telegram, to the forum, all of that at the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Again, that's forkfest.party. And we're talking tonight about the Granite Grok and their comments on my... Apparently, they have several bullet points of everything that's wrong with me. But the recent one is basically that I'm not an alcohol prohibitionist. And he
or any kind
like
of
that.
Prohibitionist.
Yes, I think everything should be legal.
And not only is he upset about you being in favor of alcohol, ending prohibition there and ending drug prohibition, but also you want to end prohibition on sex work.
Yes.
People who are voluntarily choosing to sell sex, some sort of service.
Because unlike he, I actually oppose sex trafficking.
Well, he believes he's opposed to sex trafficking.
But he's contributing to a system that literally creates it. He's supporting a system that literally creates sex trafficking.
Yeah, absolutely. Why?
Because if you have these things out in the open, like you see in Nevada, and like you see in countries throughout the world,
mm-hmm.
where sex work is legal, where prostitution is legal, then there are STD screenings, there are client screenings, there are drug screenings. The girls or the sex workers can pick and choose their customers if they can consent to doing it, where versus if you remove all of that off the table... And you don't have these systems of checks and balances to make sure, oh, I'm giving that place bad ratings because that girl confided in me, she didn't want to actually be there. All you have instead are these pimps who don't care. They'll turn to people and be like, yeah, I'll give you some drugs, but you're going to go out there and earn me some money. That's what you end up with if these things are illegal, just like you had with drug prohibition. You have crocodile now in Russia, which eats the skin off of people's flesh, off their bones. That wouldn't even exist if heroin was legal, because the Russians could then just go into the store and buy some heroin. But instead, they're going in and buying codeine.
I love that. You can just go into the store and buy some heroin.
Well, dude,
there was a time where you could.
Exactly. They put it in the drinks.
The alternative is having the substance that causes literal necrosis. It causes their flesh to literally rot off. I don't know about you, but of the two, I would prefer people be doing heroin over crocodile.
Yeah, this is traditional black market, the prohibition of anything, you know, whether it's sex trafficking or whether it's, you know, whether it's sex or drugs or anything.
Just like I'd rather people be getting abortions at abortion clinics instead of back alleys.
Which is where it'll go if it goes to prohibition.
And that's always been the case. So why would sex
be
worker legalization... For the same reason that repealing prohibition of all these other things got rid of those problems. Now we no longer have back alley abortions. We no longer have Al Capone. We do have Mexican and Colombian drug cartels. We wouldn't have those if we ended the drug war.
Yeah, I mean,
we do have sex trafficking rings. We wouldn't have those if we ended the prohibition of sex work.
These so-called conservatarians, I mean, have they ever even thought about this? Because it's not that hard to figure out if you think about what prohibition does. Like, it's a pretty clear set of consequences to the action. So, like, if you proposed banning guns, for instance, because a lot of the so-called conservatarians probably would agree with you on gun freedoms, they would be able to likely see that. Oh, well, you can't ban guns, then only the outlaws will have guns, they'll say.
Duh.
Yeah, okay. So let's apply that exact same logic to these other things you're trying to prohibit.
All you have to do is apply logic, take your feelings away about whatever your daddy did to you when you were a little boy, because his daddy was a drunk or something like that, so he probably beat him up or, you know, was an awful dad or awful husband or whatever, and I'm sorry that happened to him. But again, making alcohol illegal would not have helped that situation. If your dad was a drunk.
No, and it probably could have meant that he had no dad whatsoever, since during the Prohibition era, the government was running around poisoning bottles of alcohol.
That's true.
Yep.
And people were making alcohol in their bathtub, and just like people are cooking up crack and meth in their back shed
or crocodile
or whatever, and blowing stuff up and incinerating an entire house with a family and baby in it. You know, this kind of stuff happens in the black market.
And we have a single simple way to make all of that crap go away. Just legalize it. Just stop trying to tell people what to do.
Or not legalize, but just take it off the books.
Right. Decrim, full decrim, or end prohibition.
Just like tomatoes.
Yeah.
No regulation at all.
Well, he's got another issue. He wants to take a bone to pick with you, Aria. He says an open borders policy will ruin this country by those that want the benefits of a free society but not assimilating to the ideas that undergird this country. A nation that doesn't guard and enforce its borders will not be a nation in short order.
Well, I think he's right. Like the Iroquois Nation could probably agree with that statement.
Yes,
he probably has a point.
But he actually pinpointed the exact problem with the system that he is supporting: benefits, and you know, we can even call them free benefits for the people who are taking advantage of them. And that's always going to be the when it comes to the closed border types who do support that. It's all of the free crap that we get from being a socialism, and they don't. Man, this guy, I think he'll say that he's not a socialist.
He's probably anti-socialism.
But he doesn't agree with me on anything.
But in that one
statement right there, he's saying I want you to keep my socialism safe by not letting miscreants coming into this country and taking advantage of my socialism.
Well, and of course, the reason he's
I want people to want to come here. To me, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And if they want to come here, they should be free to come here. I don't know what part of that logic he got lost in, but let's go through it again. I want people to want to be here, which means that this is a nice place to be.
Yeah.
And I want them to be free to do what they want to do.
That's how this country got to be the best, right? Because
right.
If you believe America's the best, it's because we had immigrants coming here who wanted to get the hell out of some hell holes in other places of the world and actually eke out a free living for themselves or a somewhat more free life for themselves and their families. And they are much more likely to be entrepreneurial than native-born people. And we need those folks.
They call it brain game, where you have the scientists and the engineers and upper middle class wanting to get out of those hell holes and come start a business here, come start a gas station, or come start even selling fruit off the side of the road, and to protect their families, create a better life for their kids. That's a good thing.
Absolutely it is. And the reason he's bringing this up is because you have challenged Rivera on at least one aspect of what he's done previously, and he did something somewhat right during his administration. He named Cheshire County a sanctuary county for immigration. You just say he hasn't gone far enough.
He has not gone far enough. I mean, and why half-ass it? Why not just go the full distance? It should be a sanctuary county for drug workers, for sex workers, for anyone who's committing an action that other people don't like but doesn't actually entail a victim.
Mm-hmm.
We should be a sanctuary county for freedom, because it doesn't look like there's anywhere left for freedom to seek sanctuary. This is Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is aired on nearly 200 radio stations throughout the week, and we've been doing this for almost 18 years. You can call in any evening from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern to talk about whatever's on your mind. Sure, you can waste your time on Facebook and reach dozens of surly posters, or you can call in with your issue and reach 3 surly hosts. Oh, and nearly 500,000 weekly listeners. The number is 1-855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and Democratic nominee Joe Biden both out on the road this Tuesday. The president taking part in a conversation with undecided voters in Pennsylvania. Meanwhile, Joe Biden courting Hispanic voters down in Florida. People in Alabama are being told to get out before Hurricane Sally hits tonight or tomorrow morning. President Trump has declared disasters in Alabama and Mississippi. He's also approved Mississippi's request for FEMA help.
Those residents of Mississippi, Alabama, Florida that live along the coast that think, hey, I'm just going to get this surge and I'm out of it. Those that live farther inland really have to be careful about flooding, flash flooding. Heed the directions of your local and state emergency managers and keep your family safe.
FEMA Administrator Pete Gaynor on Fox News. This is USA Radio News. A Pennsylvania judge is throwing the book at several riders, setting their bail at $1 million each for allegedly rioting in the wake of a police shooting of a knife-wielding Lancaster man. The rioting came after police shot and killed Ricardo Munoz, who was seen on body cam footage charging at a cop with a knife in his hand. The sheriff of Los Angeles County is asking a prominent Black Lives Matter supporter to step up. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Authorities are now offering a $175,000 reward for information leading to the person who shot two L.A. County deputies over the weekend, an unidentified gunman ambushing them as they were sitting in their police vehicle, the two now in critical but stable condition, and they're expected to survive. The sheriff is urging LeBron James to step up and match that $175,000 reward to double it.
This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And it's Ian.
And Conan.
And we're talking about the big news that has, for me, the last week or so, just occupied the largest chunk of my life that I would have ever... I thought I was busy, like, 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, man, I need to take some downtime to just chill and relax. I had no idea how busy you could actually get. I did Declare Your Independence today, then I met a reporter for about an hour and a half to 2 hours. Then I had to go and do something. I had to go to a bank because obviously all of this.
Of course, during this, yes. Yeah, you lose a bank account or two.
Yes. And so that was fun.
Right,
so,
the same day I think the Discord got shut down, your bank accounts got frozen.
Yeah. No reason.
Total coincidence.
Yes, he's correct. He's not being facetious. There's no reason to believe that this was related to the campaign news.
No. As much as we would like it to, for the purposes of publicity, no, there's no real reason to believe that.
Yeah. And then what? Oh, then there was the mindful thing. So, I mean, I've been going since I woke up at like 10 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, the Mindful Skeptics podcast.
Yeah. And that was Free Talk Live, the only talk show where you can call in and talk about anything on your mind. And speaking of that, let's go to the phones. We've got Reviler calling from Florida. Haven't heard from him in a while. Reviler, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, nice to talk to you all. So last night I got into a debate with Rich Paul, and he kind of devolved into this moral, self-righteous tailspin. So I wanted to ask you about Nietzsche why do you think such a superlative genius mind such as his, like I've been reading Will to Power and Beyond Good and Evil, is barely talked about in society? And secondly, I want to ask you about the butthole that messed up your car and congratulate you on your degenerate victory.
Okay, thank you. Well, the reason that most people haven't read Nietzsche is because he's really, really hard to read, dude.
Yes.
But that's not say that Nietzsche hasn't been influential, right? You have people like George Bernard Shaw and all of these other writers who came after him who read his works and who loved it and who wrote them into his plays. The concept of everything that Nietzsche says is woven into our society now. The average person may not be aware of how much influence he had, but he shaped our society in huge ways.
Do you mean
like everyone knows what it means? What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Nietzsche was the one who said that.
Right. I thought you meant more so the will to the exhortation of power in almost like a kind of weird, darker Randian version. Like basically, since life is meaningless and organic matter may not even be here, let alone metaphysical, do what thou wilt. And then you're kind of getting into a Levian principle. But I just wanted to know all of you there, like, what are your stances on morality? Because I think moral absolutism is gay, like gayer than RuPaul's Drag Race or trannies or any of that nasty stuff. So, like, why do libertarians act like, oh, the non-aggression principle is the golden edict when morals are subjective and gay? Just curious.
I agree that morals are subjective. But my position is that I want to live, which is a subjective desire, I want to live in a peaceful society. And the principle that will most likely produce a society that I want to live in is one that rejects the initiation of violence.
Okay, and how do you guys expect, like, you know, some 68 IQ Somali piece of feces to understand
this? Rev, you have questions about my car.
Yeah. So you won the nomination, because I heard about this through the Nazis on Telegram, and the Nazis were saying that you messed up your own car and it was a conspiracy, but I didn't believe that. So what happened?
That rumor was always going to be inevitable, dude.
Absolutely.
I mean, let's be fair. A lot of the hate hoaxes that go on in this country are, in fact,
I posted to my campaign site about it. Look, I totally get why you're skeptical. Here's the video, the entire 4.5 hours from when I got home from work to when the sun rose the next day. You can see I'm not out there slashing my own tires. So I don't know what to tell you.
Well, now, it did supposedly happen at your workplace.
It did.
So, of course, you're not going to be if it was you, then you wouldn't have done it in your own driveway. You would have done it at the workplace.
But then I've been driving on a flat.
Which is the weird part. Like, how did you get it home if you were driving on a flat?
It couldn't have been flat.
Did it happen?
Because I have prior... It would have had to happen while I was at work.
Right, so what did they do? Put little pinholes in?
Didn't puncture the tire all the way through, mm-hmm. and the act of driving it finished puncturing it? I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I don't. All I know is I have tire pressure sensors on each tire.
Yeah.
They never went
off.
They
didn't go off.
I didn't have any issue driving home. I woke up the next day and the car was vandalized. So my assumption was that it happened there at my house.
Yeah.
That was one of the first things I did, was to go through my security cameras to find out who did it. But there was nothing there. I was like, okay, well, I went kind of quickly. I guess I missed them. I'll just have to look tonight. But I went through at like times two speed. It took a while.
Long time. That's really annoying, too.
I mean, whoever did that was a butthole, obviously. You know, I'd have rather seen that happen to like some ADL worker or some other real piece of trash. You're just
I don't want to see it happen to anyone.
Well, yeah, but I mean, Arya's like a passive enemy at worst and a passive ally at best, at least with the free speech. Hey, listen, I'm going to get off of here. I'm at a cigar bar near the beach.
Thank you so much for the call.
Are you still doing Arya on Censor? Because I want to call in and talk to you about philosophy and Heidegger and Nietzsche and stuff someday.
Oh, no, I haven't done Arya Uncensored since like a year and a half.
All right.
I don't know.
It's been a while.
All right, well, get me on.
But I think Conan has a question for you.
No, I have a question for Arya.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks for the call.
So
thanks for not being too drunk.
Two of the recurring comments that I saw in just my brief kind of looking through the interwebs.
Sure.
I think it was maybe on the Union Leader, which is
Manchester newspaper.
Correct, here in New Hampshire. One of them was, of course, the Smollett comparison.
Obviously.
Oh, she's dead at herself and da 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 da. And the other one was, of course, she's running for sheriff. And now who's she going to call? Because you're all F the police and whatnot. So, and you've already said that you're not even going to report this.
No.
And you didn't.
No.
All right. So let us go through how Sheriff Arya would handle this.
This is property damage. I mean, this is something that the police should do if there's going to be a police force.
Correct.
But won't you be forbidding the sheriffs from doing any kind of investigative work except against the police?
No, if there's a victim,
they can. I thought they had to play Minecraft unless they wanted to actually investigate Keene police or other corrupt cops around the area.
Well, I mean that's a good soundbite, I guess.
Well, that's what you've been saying.
I've also always said that if the police are going to exist, then they should investigate crimes where there are actually victims.
So if somebody calls in a crime with a victim. You wouldn't be opposed to sending an agent out to investigate.
Correct.
Now you are
because they've been requested at that point. They've been harmed and they're requesting assistance.
Gotcha.
In this case, you are a victim, but you've chosen not to even deal with it. I mean, what would it take to what kind of victim? What kind of damages would you require to actually take it to the next level and get the law involved? If ever.
I'm not dumb enough to answer that question on air, Conan.
Mm.
That's like inviting someone to do exactly that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, maybe. I mean, I'm talking about the libertarian utopia and where we go with this next. Because all of the dissenters are going to say, well, you just get what you've asked for. You want to defund the police or you want to abolish all the police
or
whatever.
Sure, want anarchy.
You want anarchy, and so here you've got it now, what do you do about it?
Well, let me answer your question. What in the hell would the police have done?
Looked at the footage.
They would look at the footage
exactly,
and say, okay.
Exactly what they always do. They come after the crime has been committed.
They would have looked at the footage and said, okay, yeah, well, this didn't happen here. Where were you parked at? I would have said, right there on the side of the street. They was like, well, it probably happened there. It's the side of the street. There's no security camera footage there. They're done. What freaking value would it have brought me to involve the police?
None.
None whatsoever.
And that's where I'm going with this. And a lot of the time,
so it's like, what is your ideal anarchist society? We're gonna not waste people's time with stupid police reports.
And you don't have to pay them at the end of the day because they weren't paid. They're on the payroll in the first place.
Pay them for what?
Exactly. They didn't go to any. They weren't around. No one's calling them because they're all taking care of their business themselves. Everyone's got cameras. And then what do they do? Because I see this all the time. It's like some suspicious individuals walking through the parking lot. We think he stole a bike or a bag or something. They post it to Facebook and they catch the guy 3 hours later because somebody knew who that guy was. And it's sad that he didn't show up on your cameras.
Well, let me interrupt you here because I do want to address this other point. This is why I haven't involved the insurance company because I do have insurance on the vehicle. In order to do that, in order to claim vandalism, I'd have to file a police report.
Right.
So that's a non-starter.
This is a problem.
You shouldn't have full coverage then.
I shouldn't have to file a police report.
Well, yeah.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk radio that you control. You can call on and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you in the studio is Aria, Ian, and Coden. And from mid-March to mid-July, Divi, the new easy-to-use cryptocurrency that we've been promoting on Free Talk Live, increased in value by over 10 times. And nothing is stopping Divi from increasing exponentially again. And in fact, that's their goal. Divi's price jumped 10 times in correlation with the release of their beta wallet. Will it go up even further when the wallet is fully released? I don't know. But at Free Talk Live, we're happy with our decision to hook up with Divi a year ago. You can go to DiviProject.org and start earning Divi by beginning a masternode or staking Divi. They have a lottery for people who stake the coin. Opportunity has knocked every day here on Free Talk Live since last September. Will you answer? DiviProject.org. That's D-I-V-I Project. .org. And let's keep going with the phones. We've got Ratspeed calling from Nevada. Ratspeed, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, everyone. How's everyone doing?
What's on your mind?
Good. So, yeah, when you were talking about the sex trafficking and sex work aspect of it, obviously, you know, you brought up the whole thing about Nevada having legal sex work and all that. One thing that's always kind of irked me is the terms that are used to describe these types of things, and the word sex trafficking in and of itself does not necessarily describe a lack of consent. And I think it's like a propaganda term to kind of say, imply that there is no consensual alternative to anything revolving around sex and money. And I thought that was kind of important to bring up. So I started looking up at the details about what trafficking means. And in the definitions here, it says the commercial exchange or goods, trade. And I thought, okay, so what if you consensually traffic yourself? Isn't that the same thing as sex work? So I looked into it a little bit deeper and I started saying, okay, well, where did it come from? It came from the word human trafficking. And then I found something very interesting. There is an alternative to human trafficking, which is called people smuggling. People smuggling is the consensual trafficking of people. In other words, like let's say if you're trying to get smuggled out of the country because of, you know, maybe someone's after you because you're a slave or something. So would that make consensual sex trafficking sex smuggling? It doesn't seem to make any sense. And I started thinking about this. And then it's just kind of like, why don't they just call it slave trafficking? Because obviously slaves, to be a slave, to be in slavery is the lack of consent. So I think by...
Yeah, you're right. That would be more clear if they called it slave trafficking, sex slave trafficking.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it used to be.
Well, I get your point that, you know, trafficking simply means to buy or sell, to engage in trade. So sex work is, by definition, sex trafficking. But the way that we understand the terms here in the West, I mean, the literal definition of a word isn't nearly as important as what that word means to people when you say it. That's the thing that matters to me. When you say sex trafficking, it means non-consensually forced into sex work. It doesn't matter if that's what it literally means or not. That's what people understand it to mean.
According to the definition I'm seeing here, trafficking, of course, is the commercial exchange of goods, but also it could be illegal or improper commercial activity. So it's not necessarily it's non-consensual, but it's illegal. And so that's why they use that in this case. So it's business, but it's illegal business. And that's where trafficking is actually truly used in the proper sense here.
I thought it would be kind of funny and interesting to start a commercial decentralized rideshare company called Human Trafficking.
Ratspeed. All right. So, what would you call is sex work? Is that all right, or is there a better term out there that we should use to explain what people who sell consensual sex for in exchange for currency? What would you call it?
Well, I mean, because the word trafficking seems to imply that someone is being moved from one place to another. I think it's kind of like one of those.
Well,
terms,
it implies that a product is.
I don't know. Hmm. I mean, the word trafficking in and of itself, I don't remember hearing that when I was growing up. I don't remember that hearing that word. It seems to have come more into currency as of late.
No, and it was used around the term drug trafficking.
Yeah, drug trafficking would be the earliest.
Drug trafficking.
Quite a bit through the 80s and the 90s.
Entire mindset. I guess the thing that irks me about it is that it has a criminal justice background to it, and I think it kind of leaves very little room for the idea that anything revolving sex and money can be consensual.
Well, this is why all night long we've been saying sex work and not sex trafficking, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Well, and that's the mythology like that the viewpoint that the Granite Grok guy and his ilk are promoting is that sex work inherently is some sort of a violent thing. That sex work is inherently some sort of you're a slave
that's
to a pimp or you're a slave to some guy or whatever. And
I mean, I'm pro legalization of sex work, and this Granite Grok guy immediately starts talking about sex trafficking.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, dude, these are two entirely different things.
That's
legalizing
what I'm talking
my
about,
thing.
Though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's totally different from the origins of the word trafficking. But doing my suggestion, legalizing sex work, gets rid of the sex trafficking that he claims to be against.
It would, because it's a supply and demand issue. You know,
right.
If everyone gives it away.
Well, let me ask you this then.
Ratspeed,
because there is a demand for people to have consensual sex with children.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Should we therefore legalize that?
Wait, there's a... All right, I hate this conversation.
I would say no,
Joe Biden.
That opens up an entirely different can of worms, which I don't know if you want to get into.
And I'll just say this. I think the key word here is consensual.
I would agree that a child cannot consent.
Correct, and that's where you just got to throw it out the window. So this is already... I'm already...
But I had to ask a question, because that's going to be the question that I'm going
to get repeatedly.
Yeah, well, then there it is. Key word?
Yeah.
Is it consensual? Because if it's not,
but
then
they're
going to
go after.
Work.
Okay, well, what's a child? A child's anyone under the age of 16, or any, you know, then it's going to go. It's going to go down that road.
I know that it is.
Yeah.
So, got to be prepared for it. Ratspeed, thank you so much for the call. Interesting to hear about how trafficking has evolved throughout the years. I never really gave it much thought, but he's right. When I hear trafficking, I do tend to think of non-consensual stuff.
And you think drug trafficking, which we grew up with back in the 80s, right?
Yeah. Sure.
So now they've just moved it on to people trafficking or slave trafficking, and Of course, sex trafficking, and, which is in progress.
Well, sex trafficking would just be slave trafficking as well.
Look, there's no doubt that when prostitution is made legal, that the amount of abuse in that industry goes down dramatically. The safety of the ladies involved goes up dramatically because they can afford, they can have bouncers at the club, and they can have security as necessary.
And if they choose to, they could go to the police.
They can.
And not be fearful of the being thrown in jail for reporting somebody.
Well, I mean, that again, you should always be fearful that the police are going to throw you in jail until we have the police like ARIA, where they won't enforce victimless crimes because they're always looking for something. So anytime you go to the police, you are putting yourself at some level of risk if they decide that they're going to arrest you for something, even though you came to them. That can happen. But the point I was going to make is even with full legalization of sex work, I still think you would still see a very small portion of sex trafficking going on because there will still be somebody like a Joe Biden or a Donald Trump out there that wants to have like a sex slave, like a full-on sex slave. Somebody who has been completely abducted is there against their will. Like, it's not an act, right? Like, is it in a legal situation, you could hire a person to pretend like they're your sex slave, and that would probably satisfy most people. But
they
somebody
think people want power.
Yeah. Somebody like that, they're still going to be contracting with, you know, Jeffrey Epstein or whoever to have an actual slave brought to them. But that would probably be a very small number.
I wonder who the new Epstein is. Because there was a void created there.
Oh, Epstein's probably one of a large number of people, right? Like, he's probably one of a myriad of folks who provide similar services.
But if we'd followed the dots, crossed the dots, you know, we would have known about him years ago. He's the, you know, it's been widely known by the folk, with the powerful. Is there someone else in the news and on the mainstream that we are already aware of who has actually filled the Epstein void and is supplying this product to these powerful psychopaths?
It may be one of his associates.
They went after Ghislaine Maxwell. So
they caught her, but like, you know,
supposedly, allegedly.
People.
I haven't seen her in jail. I haven't seen her. And she's, I guess, allegedly, she's also still alive.
She had people. I mean, they probably had a little black book, and they're working it. I don't know.
I don't either. But hey, I have a solution to the sex trafficking problem at the very least.
It gets probably deeper and darker than anybody wants to really find out.
I'm sure it does. Well, when we get back, there's more to discuss, a little bit more from this Grant and Crock article, plus whatever the Tenet experiment is, because, I mean, movie theaters, they no longer really exist, and Chris Nolan, who did the most recent Batman movies that actually came out, thought he had a solution. It didn't quite pan out.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.